Numbers chapter 13. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Send men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, everyone a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zakur; of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat the son of Hori; of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of Issachar, Igal the son of Joseph; of the tribe of Ephraim, Oshea, Joshua, Jehovah saves, the son of Nun; of the tribe of Benjamin, Palti the son of Raphu; of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel the son of Sodi; of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi the son of Susi; of the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali; of the tribe of Asher, Sether, the son of Michael; of the tribe of Naphtali, Napi, the son of Vophsi; of the tribe of Gad, Guel, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Oshea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua, Joshua, Jehovah saves. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, Get yourselves up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people who lived in it, whether they are strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they live in, whether it is good or bad, and what cities that they live in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether there is wood in it or not, and be of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up, and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended, went up by the south, and came to Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, giants, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came to the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they carried it between two men upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol, Valley of the Cluster, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses, and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word to them, and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, and said, We came to the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is some of its fruit. Nevertheless, the people are strong who live in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak, giants, there. The Amalekites live in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites live in the mountains, and the Canaanites live by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, because we are well able to overcome it. But the men who went up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, because they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched to the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search is a land that devours those who live in it. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, who come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.